hturners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to strengthen you and to equip you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life, that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's episode, we'd like to come back to touch upon a most fundamental item in our Christian life, and that is the matter of the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters, it is so crucial to have the Word of God in our daily life. You probably have heard many times in the past concerning the different functions of the Word of God. For example, the Word is our spiritual food. Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out through the mouth of God. The Word is also living and operative, and it operates on us all day long to divide our soul from our spirit. And the Word of God also sanctifies us. In John 17:17, it says, "Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth." But my burden today is not merely to repeat these various functions. There are so many of them. My burden is for our daily practice, whereby we can even unconsciously enjoy all the functions of the Word. I do hope that in our daily practice, we could read at least two or three verses every day, especially in the morning. Brothers and sisters, even just to read the Word in the morning accomplishes so much. Just because the Word is living in itself, the Word sanctifies us. We come to the Word, and the Word will operate on us even unconsciously. All we have to do is come to the Word and be open. When we read or when we pray read, then we give the ground for the Word of God to operate many things in us. Often we don't even know what our needs are, but if we just come to the Word itself is living and will operate on us. So that's why it's good just to read the Word in the morning in a regular way. You might have some verses that are given in your weekly young people's meeting, or you might be going along with your church in the morning revival week by week. Whichever way you do it, whichever verses you take, it's good just to focus on two or three verses every morning. Oh, do not underestimate the value, even the potency of touching the Word, the result of touching the Word every morning. Just to read over two or three verses, or maybe to spend a little longer time to pray over those verses, will allow the Lord to operate in your heart, to refresh your spirit, to nourish your spirit and your soul, to strengthen you, and to equip you for what you will face in that day. Oh, touching the Word in just a simple way in the morning. Maybe it's just to pray very simply, "Lord, I just give myself to you. I open to you. Feed me." And then you read the two or three verses, and then you pray again, "Lord, thank you for your Word. Operate in me all day long." And then you go to school, or if it's in the summertime, to whatever your day is occupied with. And the Word of God will sanctify. The Word of God will cleanse you from the things of the world. Oh, the power that is in the Word. Another good way to touch the Word is to read maybe two or three chapters every day. Even one chapter a day will accomplish very, very much. And the goal of such times is not to study. It's not even to retain that much, just to read through the Scripture, to read verse after verse, to take 5 minutes to read a chapter, or 8 to 10 minutes to read 2 chapters would be very, very beneficial. I say again, dear brothers and sisters, do not underestimate the power of the living Word of God. We've mentioned many times in the past that if you would read 4 chapters of the Bible every day, you could finish the entire Bible in 1 year. Or you could go at a slower rate of 2 chapters a day, you could finish in 2 years. Actually, at first it might seem like a daunting task, but it really just takes 5 to 10 minutes a day on average. Even to read 1 chapter a day, you could accomplish this in 4 years. Oh, it would be so good if by the time you finish high school, you could read the Bible through one time. By the time you finish college, you could read the Bible through another time. You may not appreciate how much the Word would operate in you. Just by faith, open and read. Again, I say the Word of God is living and operative, and it will operate on us, it will operate in us, and it will accomplish many things over us that we are not aware of at the moment. The Word will refresh us. The Word will cleanse us from the contact that we have in the world. We may not realize in our daily life how much we are affected by the environment, by the things around us, by the loose talk around us, by what we read in the social media, by what we take in, by forms of gossip, by just advertisements that we see either in the television or on the internet. We may not realize that all these things work together to infuse us and to just smother our spirit and bring down our heart, to carry our heart away from the Lord. Just to read 1 chapter of the day when you get home from school or from work, it will wash us, as it says in Ephesians chapter 5. We will be washed by the washing of the water in the Word. The Word has a kind of cleansing element, a life element that will just wash away the effect that the world has on us. This is not the cleansing of the blood from sin. We may go for hours or periods of time without any sin, yet still the world operates on us and carries our heart away. This kind of washing is not the washing of the blood from sin, but it is the washing of the life element in the Word from the element of the world that gets infused into us through the day. We may go periods of time, even hours, without any sin, so we don't need the cleansing of the blood. But as we're living in the world, as we're listening to people talk, to our friends or our coworkers or our classmates, even just people on the street, sometimes their language defiles us. And therefore, we need the life element, the washing of the Word, to cleanse us from all of those defilements so that we could have restored and renewed fellowship with the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, just to read a chapter, even just to read a few verses, would really refresh us, would really allow the Lord to operate on us. This might seem like a small thing, but I'd like to echo what it says in Zechariah 4. Who has despised the day of small things? Oh, just a little time in the Word, 2 or 3 verses in the morning, 2 or 3 chapters during the day, will allow the Lord a great opportunity to operate on us, to work in our being. So I hope that you could have this in your daily practice and never underestimate the power of the Word. Oh, the Word of God is living and operative. Praise the Lord for His living Word. Today I did not share anything new with you, but rather my burden is to reinforce the foundation. reinforce some of the fundamentals of our Christian life and how much we need the Word of God in our daily Christian life. So I'd like to just encourage you, be in the Word daily. Well, that's all that we have for today. I want to encourage you once again, if you have any feedback concerning this broadcast or any of the material that we have on the ageturners.com website, we really appreciate your feedback. Oh Lord Jesus, thank you for your living word, and thank you for the written word that we can contact every day. Lord, we love you. Oh Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.